It is 16 past the hour. Joining us now, Jackie Reed, as we go inside her story. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi. Okay, I have a question for you, Skip. Were you spanked as a child?
Yes, I was.
Okay, Jay, were you?
Yes, I'm still getting spanked.
Sybil, were you spanked as a child?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Okay, check this out. A new study from the American Academy of Pediatricians says spanking children can lead to mental and personality disorders.
It explains so much then.
Now, the study also revealed that harsh physical punishment, that's what we want to call it, not abuse, is more common in African-American homes than any other group. Now, in a recent article, you guys, it was called "Are Blacks Ignoring Proof That Spanking Has a Negative Impact?" One black woman shares her belief that discipline and hitting are not the same. She goes on to say that discipline actually takes a brain, while hitting takes nothing but a belt, switch, or a hand. She says she finds it reprehensible for anyone to condone the striking of a child in anger. I wonder if my mother's listening to this. I'm going inside her story with the author of that article, Kirsten West Savali. She is a mental health professional who was raised with a strict father who never spanked her but punished her in other ways. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Hey.
Very well. Now, I have to ask you first, what kind of feedback have you gotten from that article?
Oh, it's been horrible. You know, it's been absolutely horrible. I've had people tell me, you know, I'm going against the teachings in the Bible. You know, this is some white mess, and, you know, just stay out of people's household. It all stemmed from an article I initially wrote about the Creflo Dollar case, where I labeled his alleged actions child abuse, and the feedback just kept going from there. And I quoted, you know, a study by this Dr. Elizabeth Gershoff, who did, you know, she looked at a correlation between corporal punishment and 11 child behaviors and experiences, you know, including things like relationship with parents, aggression, mental health issues. And she found that there was a correlation between corporal punishment and all 11 of them, and it was negative. The only thing positive out of the situation was that there was immediate compliance from the child.
Now, did anybody black do any of these studies?
You know what? I don't know if anyone black did any of the studies, but I never even looked into the ethnicity or the race of the person doing the studies, but I would not be surprised if a black person did not, actually.
Okay. Yeah, because, I'm just curious. Yeah. Why do you believe so many African-Americans spank their children?
Well, when I look at it, I think there is a very, very, very strong link between why we spank our children and slavery. I call it plantation punishment. And when you look at the statistics, there are 89% of black parents spank or whip or hit their children. Hispanic parents is 80%, white parents 79%, Asian parents 73%. But we still use more objects like belts, you know, or to call a spade, a whip, switches, you know, other forms of physical punishment. And I think it's just no small coincidence that it's the most marginalized, impoverished, underserved, over-incarcerated communities who hit their children the most. And with these other communities that are trained to fear authority to avoid consequences, but you can't avoid the consequences of being a person of color in this country. And clearly whipping our children is not stopping that.
And but you don't believe in spanking at all? A little pop on the leg, a little pop on the bottom?
Yeah.
You don't believe in that at all?
No. As I said in the article, when we're talking about imminent harm or, you know, something that could be potentially fatal, if the child, before verbal interaction or education has become possible, you know, I would never say sit there and speak calmly to your child while they try to put their wet finger into an electrical socket. That's just ignorant, you know. So if you have to, at that moment, you know, hit the hand or grab them back or do something like that to keep them safe, then that's something to me that's totally different. And what people seem to take out of context in the article is that I never said that sometimes it may not be necessary in cases like that. I said hitting a child out of anger and using corporal punishment as a casual form of discipline. You know,
is that the extent of your punishment for your children?
I have two. I'm sorry?
Is that the extent?
Kirsten has two boys, and she's pregnant with her third child. And
yes.
You don't spank them, right, Kirsten?
I do not spank them.
You've never spanked them?
I have never hit them. My father has spanked my oldest son. I couldn't make myself do it, but he has spanked my older son, and it was an issue about his safety.
Yeah, did you ask your dad to spank him?
No, I allowed him to, though. I didn't ask him to.
Why did you do that?
I'm sorry?
Why did you agree at that time to spank?
Because he was two, and he was going, trying to touch like a wobbly banister, and it was really a far fall, and I was shadowing him like I lost my mind, and I was afraid he was going to fall.
You let your dad beat the baby.
Well, how did you know?
There's different levels. What did your father do? Did he get a switch? Did he get a belt? Oh, no, 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 no. He tapped his hand. He said, you know, come on over here and touch it. And when he came over to my manager, well, you know, to me, that's what I call spanking. You know, I think
so let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Are they good kids? If you go to the grocery store, are they going to fall out?
They never fall out. And I actually receive, you know, feedback on that all the time. They're very respectful. They open doors. Even my four-year-old tries to open doors. It's please, it's thank you, it's yes, sir, it's no, ma'am, all the time. And it's such a direct, just you can see the difference. I've seen people, oh, I got to wear this boy out all the time, all the time. He always does, so I got to just wear him out. Well, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again expecting different results.
Well, Christian, what are your thoughts on dads spanking daughters?
Well, and that's with the Creflo case. I think that, you know, it goes back to that. I think that's a very, very sensitive topic. My father never hit me, and because of him, I would never, ever let any knucklehead put his hand on me, ever. And it comes from that, you know, he respected my body, he respected my personal space, and I think we have to look at that. Then you look at women that go into these relationships, and it's Johnny hits me because he loves me. Mike hits me because he loves me, and I think that directly stems from fathers hitting their daughters to some extent.
Wow. Interesting perspective, Kieran.
You didn't let your daddy whoop your baby's ass, though. You did.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
Hands, not
all right.